Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me. And I can't choose what I want.
Ay, 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 ay. Ooh,
might as well jump.
Might as well jump. Hey, you, who there? Who said that?
Good song for suicide.
And how you been?
Just jump. Just do it, man. You're up there. Just jump.
You got to roll with the bunches and get to what's real.
Yeah.
Can't you see I got my back against the wreck? One of the gayer songs by Van Halen.
Yeah, with the spandex and the high kicks. But they had a good time.
Well, they fucking ruled. That first album is sick. Maybe the best debut album of all time. Atomic
Whoa.
Punk rules. Ice Cream Man rules. You Really Got Me. Eruption. I mean, that's a ridiculous album. Ain't Talking About Love is on that album.
Oh, yeah. They had a good run with the ladies as well. Old Hale.
But they went gay. Everyone goes gay.
Well, it was the times, you know? It was like they had disco, and then they went, what do you call that? A glam rock?
It got glammy. I mean, Running with the Devil.
Wow.
I used to come out to that song, and then people were like, you're not a Running with the Devil
guy. Yeah, yeah.
You can't follow that. Because I come out and be like, oh, I'm a little nervous. Anybody else?
That's true.
People are like this. Come on, what are you doing? But it's a good come out song. But no, fucking, that album rules. The second album rules. And then they got real gay. And then they got Haggard. And then they had like, right now.
Hey, yes.
No tomorrow.
Haggard.
Which is as gay as it gets, really. That song stinks out loud.
But then it shifted again to grunge. It just went too gay. We said, all right, we got to put on a fucking dirty t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, music in general. Oh, forget about it. In the 90s, that's when I really started sucking my own dick.
Then it turned more lesbian. It was like flannel, you know, boots, pussy.
Late 90s got tough. Then you got Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and NSYNC and Christina Aguilera. And that's what's crazy to remember is that, like, rock and roll was pop music.
Yeah.
Like, that was a hit. Like, War Pigs was, like, on the radio.
Oh, my God. I mean, I went to Lollapalooza. It was, like, Eve Six, Green Day, Limp Bizk. That was big.
Yeah. And
now that's kind of over. What do you get, like, a Fallout queef?
Yeah, I guess. Well, now, again, like, everything is so splintered. Except for Taylor Clark or whatever her name is. That's
Smith,
a comedian.
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Swift.
Taylor Clark's a skateboarding comedian.
That's
from
right.
Seattle.
Similar hair.
Great guy.
Good egg. Both talented.
But Taylor Swift, I was just looking, because Taylor Swift's the talk of the town. Everyone knows Swift. Swifties. My niece is a Swiftie. My dad's a Swiftie.
Chuck's a Swiftie.
Chuck Swift. That sounds like a good VJ
name. Chuck Swift.
Hey, I'm here. Chuck Swift. We're playing all the hits. Come on down. We'll get a free koozie.
He's not Swift for the editing. But other than that.
No, nice and slow. But what was I going to say? Oh, Taylor Swift.
Swift.
So I was like, let me get in here. What is Taylor Swift? Because my niece is a nutty Swiftie.
They
she's 12.
Love her. Everybody loves her.
Well, she's going to be 12 soon, but she loves the Swift. So I was like, I got to find out some Swift songs. But she used to be country.
That's right, Nashville.
She was like a Nashville-y acoustic guitar country girl, and then she went full pop.
Yeah, they go where the wind is blowing, you know? It's kind of like a plant growing into the sun. They find it. But you ever think about this with Swift? I don't know her stuff too well, but got to be great for the economy. She sells out arena after arena. That's flights, hotels, restaurants. Everybody comes into town and buys a new outfit and goes to the craft store and gets a Swiftie jizz on their face, and then they go to the concert.
Yeah, she's her own economy. You got, like you said, a pilot, a chef, a cook, a barber.
Yeah.
And then all the bars and restaurants around the arena, the stadium.
Exactly. Huge. So I don't think she gets her due for the amount of bucks being printed.
Absolutely. But I think she charges $15,000 a ticket.
That too, yeah.
Because people, they do the new thing, whatever it's called, and I'm going to come out and just say, I'm going to virtue signal, I refuse to do it in Los Angeles, this thing if, like, tickets are selling, the price goes up.
I hate it.
Yeah, I said, no ma'am, because I'm not popular enough to do that, but still, it's kind of crazy. So it just goes bloop, through the roof. So if everyone's buying quickly, a ticket becomes $9,000.
Oh, well, Louis put the kibosh on that with his ticks, didn't he?
Well, Louis paid the fees himself.
Wow.
Yeah, what he was doing was insane. He was losing like hundreds of thousands of dollars so people wouldn't have to pay the ticket fees.
What a guy. Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
Sounds like a great guy.
He's off.
Okay.
Wait, what was I going to say, though, about the tickets? 800. My first Pearl Jam show I went to was in 1996. I paid $16.50.
Wow.
And Tenacious D opened.
How about that?
That's about something.
Hey, Jack Black, the fat man himself.
$16. First Red Sox game I went to, bleacher seat, $6.
Wow.
We sound like boomer. It sounds like I'm from the 40s.
I know. You know, it's weird. I had a thought the other day. I used to walk in on my grandmother sewing. Mm. Doesn't that just feel like a Depression era? It was like 1989.
Same. I had the same thing.
Yes, the machine. And she had the little pedal. Yeah. So you reap what you sow.
Yeah, sew buttons. That's what my dad always says.
Oh, that's right.
If you say sew, he says sew buttons.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's...
It's something.
By the way, speaking of my dad, my dear sweet dad.
Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O. That's my dad.
Yes, the clown.
Bam Majera. Wait, Steve-O the clown?
He was a clown.
Steve-O was a clown?
That's why he got Steve-O. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, he went to clown college. He went all in on the clown thing, and then he found out, hey, I'll make more money if I tase my a-hole.
You're shocking my tits off. You serious?
Yeah, Steve-O? Yeah, clown all the way. He's Chuck knows.
Chuck, Steve-O, okay.
Ringling Brothers, he went to the Ringling Brothers. Like, I think he might have got kicked out, though.
Wow. Yeah, well,
imagine so.
The whippets and the, you know, stapling your nuts to the ringleader.
He's stuffing the elephant tusk in his asshole.
Yeah, right.
I had no idea. Well, anyways, so... We're at the day after the baby was born. We're getting ready to head back, and you got to send all the paperwork down to the little window so you can get a birth certificate.
Ah,
and my dad,
Obama,
my sweet dad, you know, he's trying to help out. He's worked in a hospital for 50 years.
Oh.
He goes, I'll take it down for you. Don't worry about it. And we just haven't got a birth certificate. It's been 3 months.
No.
We just got a big envelope in the mail going, oh, we're excited. Here's the birth certificate. We open it up. It's like, sorry, no record. My son is off the charts. What do you call it?
Grid.
Grid, yeah.
Wow, off the boat.
And we're trying to figure out, I don't know what happened, but my dad did. I think he's like Wilhelm in that Seinfeld episode. He's off the reservation.
Wow, that's kind of fun. You don't have to pay taxes. He's got no barcode, baby.
Well, it's not fun because we can't claim on our insurance. Because the doctor's office is like, we never heard of this kid. And I'm like, but he's right here. You're sticking things in his ass.
Yeah, but that could be a migrant. They don't know that.
So they go, and I'm holding him up. I'm like, look, he looks just like, tell me I'm not Kramer. And they go, no, so the insurance is fucked. So I'm paying $800 a doctor visit because my dear daddy, I don't know what he did. I think he handed it to who knows who.
Wow. Maybe your dad's losing his marbles a little bit. He just handed it to a custodian, and he rolled a joint with it or something.
He might have handed it to Syracuse because he was there.
Oh, good point. Good point. I was born here.
He was born in this hospital. I was born in it.
Woo!
Anyways, so I got no birth certificate. My son is
gay
and dead. He doesn't have anything, so no paperwork.
Wow, that's fun. I mean, but what, you got the kid right there. You know, you think, hey, give me the insurance. He's here. What do you think, I'm lugging a kid around for the money saved?
That's what I don't get. And I don't know. What does it mean when you don't have a birth? Like, he doesn't have a Social Security. He doesn't have any of that stuff.
Whoa.
He's not paying taxes. He's just, I mean, we have a gridless kid.
He's
no grid.
Ted Bundy. You might as well singe his fingertips, too. Go all in.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll commit some crimes and not get in trouble.
He's got no teeth either. No dental records. This guy is... He's freewheeling.
He's a whack job. He's out there. And by the way, he's done his first flights. Two flights.
Whoa!
To Seattle.
He's
and
a road
back.
Dog.
And we got upgraded on both flights. My son has flown exclusively first class.
Oh, my God. Feet dangling. What do you just hold him the whole way?
You hold him the whole way? I don't hold him the whole way, but Sarah does.
Overhead.
I guess. She's in a different seat. I don't know. She didn't get upgraded. She was in coach, but.
Been there.
Yeah, I got two flights. There's a new generation of lists on the scene. I didn't fly first class till I was 49. This kid has only flown first
class. It's a good point. Good point. You're starting him up high, but then he's gonna have no prospects, no goals, no future, because he's had a silver spoon up his ass.
No, he's going to know. He's going to know what it's like to succeed. He's going to see success. Success breeds success.
All right, well, tell that to Jaden Smith.
I don't know that, who that is.
That's Will Smith's kid.
Oh, well, I'd like to slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, well, they'd slap. It runs in the family.
But anywho.
You ever watch those slap-offs?
Every once in a while, you know, UFC, who I follow on Instagram, would post one, and I had to unfollow. I'm one of these guys.
I don't like it. It's too much. It's there's no defense. You just got to take it. I don't know. Speaking of Will Smith, it's no good.
It's not a, I don't get it. It popped up on my feed, and like a guy gets slapped, and he's like, ooh, and just falls down. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. There's no skill to it. I could do that.
Yeah, I don't get it. I do it all the time to my wife when she yaps.
There you go. yappy.
So I was like, I don't need this in my life. If that catches on, fuck me right in the ass.
We're done as a society because there's nothing to it. No. We at least go ball kick to ball kick, because then there's some humor involved.
Ball kick or a dick stomp. Like you lay your dick down on a thing and then you hammer.
Oh!
See who squishes more.
Yikes. Laying down the hammer. Hammer time.
What do you think would happen if you put your limp dick on the table and I just gave it a good... Gah!
I think it would pop a little. Like it would smush like a mango.
I don't know if it would pop. I think it would just be bruised and battered.
You don't think it would bleed?
Bleed. Well, bleed is different than a pop.
Well, I mean, like, it would, you know, the same way you get a cut on your eyebrow. Uh-huh. It popped open, like the skin is broke.
Right.
I think the skin would break.
Maybe.
But it also depends on if you got a huge limp dong, you can get more of a hit than if you got a less surface area.
That's what I mean, because I got a skinny little noodle. I got a little linguine over here.
Same, same. And then you got the, what if you had the circumcised, you hit it and it shoots out.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Like those stress balls.
Exactly. Shoots right out the hood there, because it makes a little hole right at the end. You ever seen one of those? They're not pretty.
No, I'm not interested in that. I don't like regular dicks, let alone wacky dicks.
Oh, I love regular dicks. I'm not a wacky dick either. A horrible comedy club, Wacky Dicks. It's up in Edmonton.
Hey, folks. Tuesdays with Stories is brought to you by Factor. You don't want to spend your whole day figuring out what to eat, going to the grocery store, waiting on long lines, cooking, and doing dishes. Let Factor help. Their ready-to-eat meal delivery sends chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. All you got to do is heat them up in a microwave or a skillet for 2 minutes, and you got yourself an awesome meal. Look, I'm like a sitcom dad. I put orange juice in the toaster. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So when the lady's out of town, I'm not cooking. But I don't want to go out every time and, you know, eat Wendy's. So it's nice to have some real food around that's easy to make, quick, good, and fun. They got vegan, vegetarian, keto, calorie smart, protein plus. No matter what your goals are, they can get you there. My goal is to be less gay. Head to factormeals.com/Tuesdays50 and use Tuesdays50 to get 50% off. Holy hell. That's code Tuesdays50. It's factormeals.com/Tuesdays50 and get 50% off. Get on it, Factor.
Yeah, a lot to talk about.
Yeah, hit me with whatever you got, because I got one of these. I went on vacation. It was great. I went on a work trip that was felt like vacation because I was with loved ones. I got a couple things, but I don't know much over here. All right.
Well, I got some nuggets, but again, they don't really know. I didn't get my dick slammed by a hammer or anything, so not a ton of excitement. But got to say, Rangers game. Went to the Rangers.
New York Rangers.
That's right.
Oh, not boy. The Park I love a Rangers game. Who were they playing?
Seattle.
Kraken. That's
yes.
Where I was. Release the Kraken.
There you go. Smoke it if you got it. But the whole thing was organized because of the Beacon.
Ah, the Beak.
So Dolan, this cat.
James Dolan.
Owns everything. He owns
sure
the
does.
Knicks, the Garden, the Beacon, the Forum, Slaves. I don't know. So he's got everything.
Wow.
We're sitting right behind him. Vitor's freaking out. Vitor's like, that's Dolan. I'm like, who the fuck's Dolan?
Vitor knows everybody.
He does.
He's got his nose to the ground. It's a big nose, but it's right to the grindstone.
He's got a beak, but he's a Jew, so he knows who's who and who's got the cash and who's got the tunnels.
Absolutely. You want to know something, you call Gary Vitor.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't know his own kid's name, but he knows who owns the Garden, I'll tell you that. So I was like, well, what's he have to do with the Beacon? He's like, he owns that too. I'm like, oh my God. Uh-huh. And he owns the Forum. And then he's like, you know, the Knicks is 1% of his income.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? That's a little slap in the tits.
That is wild. So he gave you the tickets?
Yeah, well, so he wants to sell the Beacon out. We got about 600 tickets to go with 10 days left. Clock's ticking.
Okay.
Tickets. Nickin'. Nickin'. Nickin' time.
Seattle Nickin'.
Nick Nolte. All right, so
he's good.
He goes, put this queef on the jumbo. We'll give away a couple tickets, and we'll get some buzz because there's 20,000 people in there.
Why not? Buzz it up.
Buzz Lightyear. So they go, it's kind of weird. Well, first of all, they were really scraping the barrel on Celeb, if I'm on there.
You got that straight.
Second was a couple of housewives, real housewives, not fake. And then Jason Priestley of 90210 fame.
That's something.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Wait.
That sounds like SportsCenter.
Or is that No.
I don't know. I never watched 90210. Can I tell you? I never watched a single episode. I know the women. I know Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
I like the one with the glasses, Andrea, with the round horn-rimmed glasses. My sister was obsessed, but I felt like we were just a little young for 902.
A little bit. And it was Tori Spelling. It was Luke Pear. They had like an Ian Ziering.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I knew all the people because my sister's walls were covered, but I never sat down and was like, here it comes.
Yeah, no,
because that was like teenager stuff, and I feel like we were like 11 at that point.
Saved by the Bell was like the intro. We were still on that level.
I was all Saved by the Bell.
Preteen, still no him. Pube. Yeah. So he's there. He still looks great, by the way. And I think I did a Saved by the Bell the college years. Ba-na-na-na. I might have fucked that
up.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Wasn't Priestley in Interview with a Vampire or the other one? Dracula.
I
remember him
like
wearing glasses and being like a gay Dracula boy.
Yeah. Well, what's fun is when they put him on the screen, all the girls are like, bah! You know, so that was cute. Huh. But you think, okay, I'm the comedian douche. I got to have something funny. You can't just go, can you?
Great country.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of marathon winners. I mean, Obama. I think you can. I think maybe you go yawn. You go on board.
Oh,
you
the
could
yawn.
You go nod off.
Yeah,
you could go
yeah.
death stare, just straight ahead stare.
Oh, that's good.
I got a lot of Jumbotron experience, not as a celebrity, just as an asshole in the crowd.
Well, you
got
to think on your tits because that shit is quick. It comes and goes.
Right. Well, I go in there being like, most likely I'll get on the Tron.
That's
I know
true.
What I'm doing.
Well, the forehead.
So what'd you decide?
So I went with, I panicked and I had the popcorn and I just dumped it on my face.
That's gold. Are
hey!
You kidding? Popcorn dump is huge.
Big dump. I got a couple of ladies going that popcorn. Corn dump was sexy. I'll take it. I'm covered in salt and Veeder's jizz from the hole in the bottom of it.
Salt and battery.
And we had a great time. We got the hole to do. I tell you, sports, if you got the hole, you get there early. We eat dinner. There's like a lounge with the chafing dishes. I love a chafe.
I don't know chafe.
You know, they go.
Oh, that's a chafing?
Like a lounge, like at the Delta.
Oh, okay.
There's a little flame under it.
Oh, that's called chafe?
I believe so, yeah, Dustin Chafin.
I only know chafe is like you jerk off with no butter.
If chafe's got a lot of range.
I mean, nipple chafe, I have that as a runner.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I didn't know that was called chafing.
Chafing dish.
Chafing dish.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
jerk off with no butter, it's that's a good one. Yeah, I go margarine, but country cock. But so.
Margarine Simpson.
You get in there and you're like, I get it. Sports is great. And then every, what is it? You got 20 minute intervals.
Periods.
Periods.
Yes.
Blood. And then you go down and between each one, you drink more, you snack, there's sushi, there's candy, there's burgers, a Shake Shack. It was great.
Man. That
and
fucking rules.
You go back up, and it's great.
Well, being a VIP really changes the game. It's
it
hard
really
to go
does.
Back. You really got to, once you're there, you're like, you get these people who become hugely successful, Jason Priestley being one of them, whoever,
sure.
And then they come down, they don't get, whatever, then they're like, they commit suicide, they get
yes,
drugged out.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, I'm getting upgraded to first class. I'm like, I can't go sit and coach like an asshole now. I've had a taste.
You've had a taste, and then you know what it could be. It's hard to go back, and that's why people on the way down of a career, there's a lot of suicide, a lot of might as well jump.
I can't wait to commit suicide.
It's going to be nice. It does look fun, though, when they got the firemen down there with that round thingy that they're trying to find you, you know,
oh,
and
yeah,
you jump
trampoline.
On it.
Yeah.
The trampoline looks like a blast.
Good times, absolutely.
And some places do the big poofy inflatable.
Like a bounce castle.
Yes, yes, but no castle, just bounce. It's just a flat thing.
Might as well bounce.
Yeah, I guess so. Might as well bounce. So yeah, really fun time. Then I ran out of there and did a bunch of sets. And now here's another one. Got free tickets to the Beacon. They said, "What do you want to go see? You want to go see something?" And I was like, "Well, I guess I'll go see something." I didn't care for much, you know. It's like REO Speedwagon or Van Halen, and so I said, "Oh, there's John Oliver and Seth Meyers headlining." I said, "Let me check that out."
Wow, we have different strokes for different folks. Well, I'll say that.
I had the night off that night, also. Okay. So, yikes. Also, I like John Oliver.
Yeah, me too. He's great.
I don't. It's a little political for my jizz, but he killed it.
Wow!
I gotta say, he ripped it, and it was not too political. He's all over the stage. He's big. He's animated. The writing is really good.
I'm sure he's great. Every show, don't you feel like any show you go to, you're like, damn, that was good.
Not at all.
But like big show, if you go to a big like if someone's at the Beacon, at the wherever. They're doing something pretty good.
They're doing something right. Most
I mean, sometimes there might be some, you know, TikTok people, whatever, that don't know how to put on a show.
Yes.
Or whatever.
So, I got to say, Brooks Wheelan opened.
Oh, Brooks.
Did, a, you know, 10 to 15, did a great job. And then Oliver comes out. Because I kept being like, who's going to go first, Oliver or Seth?
Yeah.
And I would have thought Oliver would close.
I would think the same thing.
He's HBO, he's, you know, Daily Show, whatever. But Seth was SNL and talk show.
Yeah, Seth, I guess, is probably more well-known. He hosts those award shows, too.
He's American.
He's American.
So Oliver Crutt, and he did like an hour and 5 minutes. So I was like, holy shit. So now we're an hour and 20 into the show, and then Seth does an hour.
Damn.
So I left. But Seth was cooking when I was up there, but I was like, I can't do 2.5 hours.
No.
So I got the hell out of there.
So does Seth Meyers, does he do politically things? I would worry they'd do similar things. So he does like observational stuff.
It's all family, wife, observational New York stuff. And his joke writing is impeccable. I will say his delivery felt a little like he didn't get up a lot.
Uh-huh.
But the joke writing, it was surgical, baby. It was really good. Whereas Oliver was just more theatrical and fun.
But he was a stand-up. Was Seth Meyers a stand-up at any point?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't believe so.
Didn't you do John Oliver's TV show?
I did, yeah.
I remember that.
And he was doing stand-up back then. So I think he started as stand-up, and I think discovered by Ricky Gervais.
No kidding.
Now, how about this?
Get out of here.
I've never been to the Beacon on the other side of it. I'll tell you, going to a show, it opens you up a little bit. Like, you go to concerts all the time.
I've been to the Beacon many, many, many times.
Never been to watch.
Wow.
Only performed there, so I got in line. I did the whole thing. I got a drink with the masses. You go in. You find your seat. You step on a lady's foot. She goes, and there's a coat on your seat. You go, who's the coat? It's a whole to-do.
Yeah, it's wild. And the older you get, the harder it is. You have to really actively be like, no.
Yes.
Go into the thing.
Yes.
But a show is harder to go. Like, a sporting event. There's the thing of like, well, we could watch it at home.
I know.
I can get a chicken parm, put my feet up.
Yeah.
Have my wife suck me off while I hold the baby. But a show, you can't just go, wow, we'll just stream Seth Meyers and John Oliver.
Ah, good point.
You can't just go, oh, well, the Allman Brothers, I'll put the CD on. It's a different thing.
Different thing. And I got to say,
I was going to say, Seth Meyers released a stand-up special in 2019.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that.
Well, I think they were giving those out. But just saying, I forgot my train of queef, David.
Sorry.
I got to say, Oliver came out, riffed on the theater, got heckled, handled it like a fucking pro, and then went into his act and killed.
Wow.
So he was like a real guy. And by the way, the Beacon, grand, ornamental, like crazy. There's guys in shining armor and chandeliers and shit.
I love the Beacon. Beacon is the coolest venue that I've been to in New York, I think. But I've never been to Carnegie.
So.
Never set foot in there.
It's cool than Carnegie. Carnegie's got the history. It's sexy. It's got the big oval with the porcelain and everything. But that Beacon, it feels like some history.
And I love the neighborhood. I love walking out. I love Stand Up New York is there. That's where the podcast started right there.
That's right.
I mean, how many times? I know we've talked about it, and I'm gay for you. But how many times have we finished the podcast, and walked to Chipotle right underneath that marquee.
Too many Marquis Norman,
baby. I mean, that's just wild. I remember walking to a spot and walking under Bill Burr's name, yes, and being like, "Oh boy, someday we'll be there, baby."
Yeah, that'd be Chicago or Billy Joel. I mean, everybody was there.
It's wild, and right across from where they did the Alec Baldwin Seinfeld comedians and cars.
Yes,
you realize we have to tip Rebecca $1,000,
right?
And Alan, we started going to therapy over there. Yeah. The dentist fucked me for $75,000 over there. It's a great neighborhood. I love it.
And those the architecture over there, the apartment buildings are bananas. The whole area is great.
By the way, I just read the whole Wikipedia page of Mark David Chapman and Lennon. That's what I did on the flight last night.
How fun.
There's a photo of Lennon signing an autograph for Mark David Chapman. He's in the photo.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's right before the...
I think it's hours before.
Hours
before. Because I think he signed the autograph, then he left, and then he came back and did it again. And he asked, supposedly, Mark David Chapman asked out a woman right by their fan, and she said no. And he said later in prison, he's like, if she had said yes, that wouldn't have happened.
What a prude queef.
Yeah, it's all her fault. These fucking women, they could just suck off a guy occasionally. It'd be less murder.
Save the world, you coos.
Yeah. Well,
not to mention school shootings. You date the nerd, maybe he won't AK-49.
Exactly. Let him taste a little puss, a little poontang.
Yeah, I got a whole bit about this.
But yeah, MDC, still alive, Mark David Chapman.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's out there. He had the Catcher in the Rye, all that stuff.
He should start a pod. These murderers should be podding because we would like to hear their thoughts.
That's not bad. That's what the mob guys do.
Ah, that's right. That's right. They're singing like canaries.
Absolutely.
But you know
Canary
what?
Retard.
I like to think about the, you know, he signed the Chapman.
Uh-huh.
Then he goes on with his day, probably goes back up to his apartment, hits Yoko, goes back down. Then he gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea his fate, and it's just right there in front of him. It's the same with Alec Baldwin. One day, he's eating a craft service, peanut M&M. Scene starts, boom, shoots a lady in the face.
That could be us.
Could be you at any moment.
Because
you never know.
Think you get to a certain age, you're like, we're going to cruise. I'll be 75.
Yes,
I'll be 80.
Yes.
But our story could still be horribly tragic.
I know. And it could happen at any time. You never know. You go to Chipotle, you slip, you throw your burrito up, it hits a baby, the baby dies, you're on the paper.
Yeah, it could be Joe List dead at 43, massive heart attack, which I think I'm going to have because I keep eating these buttery cookies.
That's true.
I got to tell you, guess how many donuts I ate, not yesterday, the day before yesterday. Take a guess. One day, 24-hour period.
Well, what are you, at the donut factory?
Yeah, there's a place called Pao's Donuts, P-A-O Donuts in Tacoma.
Asian.
I might move, by the way. Wheels are in motion. I'm moving to Tacoma. I'll fly back for the pod. I'm out of here. Up here, Jerry, I'm already gone.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's have a powwow here.
But
let's
Pao's see. Donuts, you got to go, which I got to say a couple things about Pao's real quick. I go to Pao's.
Uh-oh.
P-A-O. Pow.
Oh, check P-A-O.
Yeah, Pow. Like, it's like a pow.
Kung Pow.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Kung Power Up. Best donut I've ever had in my life. And they're lovely Asian women. I think they're religious. They got like little churchy things.
Okay.
I was behind a lady in line. You know me. I'm a real Karen. And this lady, the Northwest is similar to the Northeast. Feels like New England over there.
Oh, is that right?
Very similar to me, because you got like the liberally college queers.
Then you got some factory.
And then you got like factory people, and then you got like just rednecky type people.
Yes.
So there's a lady in line with the mustache on the corner. You know the woman with the mustache here and here?
Too well.
Yeah.
It turns me on. It tickles the lip.
Dandruff all over, boots bundled up. And
jeez,
she gets in line. She goes, half dozen. I hate those people.
No hello, no can I get, may I have, how are
you? You understand everything. Yeah, just give me, hey, how's it going? You and I, we're just gregarious guys.
Yeah, we're living in a society.
I like to go, hey, how's it going? What's good today? I'm going to get a big dozen donuts. You know me. I never miss the beat here. I want, give me seven.
Which, yes.
The donut, my donut theory, very similar to my pizza theory, where I say, like, if you just get cheese pizza, everyone's okay.
Good point.
People go, I want a pineapple and pussy pizza.
No, thank you.
And they
you.
Have one slice of that, and then they go, that cheese looks pretty good.
It's
the same with donuts. A classic, old-fashioned glazed donut.
100% can't beat it. It's the best donut.
This is what I do. So I get a dozen donuts. It's there's seven of us counting the baby, so he not him. There's basically six of us. And one of the kids doesn't really like donuts. So anyways, you get donuts. So you get a dozen. I go, give me six glazed. And this is the best glazed donut you've ever seen. It's like a cake. It's this thick. It's thicker than my cup.
Oh, boy.
And because I'm like, everyone likes those. I want two of those myself. And then fill out the rest. And the best, the rest is just all into getting thrown away. Like a Boston cream,
nah,
a sprinkle,
jelly,
a chocolate thing. And people eat like a third of it, whatever.
It's a lot.
Exactly. It's sprinkles with a fucking toy truck on top of it. Blow me.
That's why I hate you voodoo cum guzzlers. I know everybody's got a line around the block for the voodoo. Voodoo is poo-poo. I hate it. Give me a pal Mia any day. You hear that, Whiskers?
That should be called doo-doo donuts.
Yes.
It stinks. But so anyways, we go there. The lady in front just goes, half dozen.
Ah.
And to credit, this lady inspired me. The Asian lady at Pow's, Mrs. Pow, whoever she is, I was inspired. I felt like Costanza with Ronnie K, the prop comic.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I got to change my thing. Because she was so patient. She went, okay, half dozen. You got it. Yeah, chocolate. And then the lady gets the one chocolate, puts it in, goes, what's that one? And the lady's going like this. Oh, that's a Boston cream. It's filled with booze and fucking poo and whatever. Nah. Just like that.
I can't handle it.
And nahs.
I hate it. It's a grunts. A series of grunts.
Yes. And then finally she gets the sixth donut in there. And then the lady closes the box and she goes, actually, chocolate cruller. And the lady goes, and a chocolate cruller in addition? She goes, no, instead of that one. So now he has to reopen the box, take out the one. I think you have to throw that away because now it's mixed with the other ones.
Yes.
And she couldn't have been nice. Oh, no problem. Here you go. Here's your thing. $5. No thank you. No nothing. So I went up there and I threw a 20 right in the tip jar.
Look at this guy. You're like the mayor.
Yeah, that's a lie. I can't. I got to come clean. That's
a lot of money.
It just felt like, you know, I wanted to say I'm blowing her. I'm just,
okay,
I didn't put a 20 in there. What am I, an asshole? But I went, hey, how you doing? We're getting a dozen. Scoopily boo. Highs and who's. We're high. And I said, you're a great lady. High five. I tipped $3.
All right. Hey,
that's
there
not
you
nothing.
Go, pal.
$3 is pretty good.
Very good.
That's it was like 20%, I guess.
You know what they need is Yelp for the customers. Hey, Whiskers with the boots who's dressed like Silverchair. How about you say hello, put some life into it, and stop telling me, like, the fact that she has to go, Krala. Oh, in addition, no, instead of that one. You got to go, you know what, instead of the other one, give me the cruller.
Use your words,
you fat whore.
So then I go, I'm trying to leave positive Google reviews. I go to the places I like, because that helps a business. And a bad review hurts business. So I go on to Pow's, best donut ever, nicest people, couldn't be better. I go on the Google reviews. The first review I see, 2 stars.
Ooh.
And then I'm like, maybe I'm a crazy. So I read it, it goes, yeah, this place, I want to like it.
Ah, here we go.
But I went by at 7:15. They were closed. 7:15 a.m. Then I went to Facebook. Their hours aren't posted. I had been there one other time. They were closed. Looks like this business just wants to do whatever they want. I recommend Hot Spot instead, with a photo of that place.
Gee, how much time does this person have where they can go to Yelp, write a thing, then go to Facebook, check the hours, see they're not posted, go back to Yelp, finish their review, then post a photo of another place? Get a life!
It's also like, so you're going to fuck up their business, bring their rating down, because they weren't open at 7:15 a.m.?
Come on.
Because you want, and by the way, 8 o'clock, I think, 8 to 6, 8 to 4, perfectly fine hours.
I will say you got to go early if you're going to be a donut pal.
Okay, well, maybe they were sad that day, or maybe, you know, they ran out of fucking dough, whatever it
sure,
is, dough a deer, a female deer. I don't know. But to be like, this place sucks, they were closed when I wanted to be open.
Yeah.
A bad review should be like, they spit in my shit, the food was undercooked, they suck.
Called me the N-word, all things that make me come. But I have a bit about this, but how the Yelp is just a therapy session disguised as a restaurant review. You just go, oh, you're bipolar. Like,
right.
That's what you come, you don't know anything about the food. Like, he didn't even mention the donut.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like, if I was looking for food, because sometimes I do read reviews to see, like, let's see what they say about this place. If one of the reviews is they weren't open at 7:15, I'm like, I don't give a shit.
How's the food?
I'm going at 3 p.m.
Yeah, well, that too, yeah.
But anyways, I recommend Pow's Donuts, and I got to give a shout out to, I don't even know these people, but Treat in Burien, Washington, the single best cookie I've ever had in my life. I just ate one. I should show it, but I ate it. It's in my
ass. Saw it. It was the size of Chuck's asshole. It was huge.
It's unbelievable.
And chocolate chips in it as well.
Treat in Burien, Washington. Check that out. Pacific Northwest, they're good with sweets. Yeah. No pizza. You can't find a slice of pizza to save your ass.
Yeah, well, it's kind of gloomy up there. I think they need a little sugar just to not kill themselves.
It's gloomy. I'll tell you what else you can't find is a bagel shop. Jews are really the chosen people.
Well, when it comes to bagels and tunnels, yes. I don't know about other stuff.
But here in New York, every 12 feet, you got, well, there's Sandy Koufax.
We got one.
And I think Hank Greenbaum.
Never heard of him, but hey, sounds like a heme.
And
even Yogi Berra's a WAP.
Yeah. Why, does he seem Jewy?
I think he seems Jewy and he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny, yeah. But anywho, there's no, any Jew, there's no bagels out there.
Like, No bagel.
Stop. You forget how lucky we are here in New York. I can walk 11 feet, go, give me an egg and cheese and a side of hash browns and shove them directly in my asshole.
You got that right.
If you go to the Pacific Northwest, Derek and I drove around with like those big safari hats and the roof cut off out on the off-roading trying to get a bagel sandwich.
Yeah, you look at it. There's one. Is that a green bomb? What is that?
You Google bagels near me, and it literally says Starbucks.
Oh, that's a bitch.
There's an Einstein Brothers 300 miles away. You can't go. There's no bagels.
There's no Jews. They're not going to make them. I know. It's funny because a donut is so close to a bagel. It's round. It's got a hole in it. It's dough, but it ain't it.
Dough. Yeah. So take a guess. How many Pow's donuts I had
yesterday? Oh, Big Pow. Let's see.
Don't go too crazy. I mean, I'm not gay.
I'll say five.
Five is the correct answer.
Hey!
I had five. And these are donuts. I mean, I'm talking, this is the best donut I've ever had.
The thickies.
It's thick, and it's a puck. There's no hole either. It's a,
what?
Maybe there's a hole.
It's got to have a hole, or else it's a cake.
Small,
that's
tiny
a
hole.
Cupcake.
You couldn't even fuck the thing.
Yeah. I can do
actually
it.
I think maybe there's no hole. I can't picture it now. But anyway,
pull up a Pow.
PAO donut. I mean, this thing is this size. I ate five.
Wow.
Well, here's how it happens. You know, you wake up, you go for a drive, you want to go see the town, you're exploring, you're looking for bagels.
Yeah.
And I got the dozen in my lap.
Mm.
I'm riding shotgun.
Wow.
And so I eat one, and then you go, well, I'll have a second. Yeah. Donuts isn't crazy. You eat a second, then we drive around. We can't find any bagels. So then we're back to the house. Now it's been an hour. I'm like, well, I'm still hungry, but what am I going to do? I'm not going to just start making breakfast. I'll eat a third donut.
Yeah, true.
Then mid-afternoon, we're watching football, watching the playoffs. I eat lunch, and you go, I like a dessert after lunch.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, there's a fucking dozen donuts, a little lunch dessert.
So I think it's fair to say you bought these for you.
No, there's 12.
Oh, I thought you bought six.
Ate 5 out of 12. That's 7 for the other people. That's one
okay,
each.
Okay.
This is more a mental disorder. No one else can eat a second. Everyone else is like, I can't eat a second donut. I'm full to the rim. I got an empty pit down here.
Yeah, you can put some bread down.
I certainly can. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So then the end of the night, you eat dinner, and it's like time for bed. It's the last day of vacation, and there it is. The cheese stands alone. One donut left.
Yeah.
And you go, all right, well, I might as well just right in the ass.
Why not? It's food. You need sustenance. You know, bagel goes west.
Five.
They have a little tiny hole. It's like a little anus. A little tiny hole.
Oh.
Very, 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 very close. It's almost like it's closed.
So you
a closed
really...
hole.
Closed
oh,
hole.
Oh, okay. It's like a hymen.
Exactly. You could put a pinky in there.
But break it. That'd be funny if the jelly rolled out, you know, after you broke the hymen. All right.
So anyway, you got some stuff. Give me some shit. Give me the business.
I wanted to talk about this Yelp business because these two-star mofos really chapped my... circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you call a customer service now and it goes boop beep. If you want the website, here it is. We recommend using our app. We recommend Touch Tone. Is that how you want it? Do you like it in the ass? Press 1. Do you like Puerto Ricans? Press 2. And you're like, just give me a human. But they can't because they don't want to deal with the crawler. They don't want to deal with that coos.
Exactly. And it's very frustrating. And the society's gone a little bonkos.
Safe to say,
and I don't know what to do about all of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a bad time. Then we got an election year, and a war, and a China, and a flu pandemic. Who knows? So yeah. Hey folks, Tuesday's story is brought to you by Sheath Underwear. If you're tired of your boxers turning into a sweaty, tangled mess of fabric every day, you need to switch to Sheath. Sheath is the best. It's ridiculously uncomfortable, and here's why. It's got the two pouches, baby, one for your dog and one for your hacky sack. It keeps stuff separated down there so things don't get all stuck together, and suction cup to your thigh. I'm wearing them right now. It's all I wear. I banged the wife today. I put them right back on. They smell good, they feel good, they look good, and she's wearing her own pair, and she's got all kinds of schmegma and loosey-goosey girl jizz in there, too.
Damn straight.
Sheath underwear was made by U.S. Army Sergeant Patton, Robert Patton, to handle the heat of the Iraqi desert and keep your dong and balls cool down there, and it can do anything. Give it a shot and give your best underwear a chance, because they're the best you'll ever put on. Go to sheathunderwear.com and use code TWOSGAYS to get 20% off your first order. That's Sheath Underwear's 100% money-back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code TWOSGAYS with a G. He's a fan. Get Sheath Underwear, support the show, and support your cojones.
Folks, Tuesdays with Stories is also brought to you by Liquid IV.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how much we love this stuff. When's the last time you had a glass of water that wasn't actually coffee? Before you shrivel away to nothing, get hydrated with Liquid IV. You got to be hydrated. Just mix one stick with 16 ounces of water to hydrate way better than just water alone. It's got three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink and eight vitamins and nutrients to keep you going. I love this stuff. They got so many great flavors, I can't even choose one. I have boxes and boxes and boxes of this stuff. They send it to us all the time. They're so giving. They're so courteous. They're so, what's the word?
Generous.
Generous. And now they're sending it to the Holbrook Fire Department. I claimed they were doing that before. Now they're really doing it, for God's sake.
You need those firemen hydrated.
You
all
gotta
they do
hydrate.
Is hydrate.
Fire hydrant. It has no artificial sweeteners, so you won't get that gross aftertaste. And it's gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, GMO-free. It's just free. It comes in sugar-free version. My God. Whether you're watching the game on the couch or training for a marathon, we all need a good hydration routine to stay healthy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TUESDAYS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code TUESDAYS at liquidiv.com.
Yeehaw! Get on it! Now I want to throw this in your dick hole. Went to Tampa.
I loved it. We did that festival?
Well, I was there while I was there, but I was doing the Tampa Theater. And I got to say, I don't know if it gets a due, if it's on the map or what the hell, on the grid. That's one of the great comedy towns.
No question about it.
I mean, it's got to be top five, but nobody brings it up. It's like a Gaffigan or a Regan. Like, these are killers, and they don't. It's Pryor, it's Carlin, it's Seinfeld, it's Chappelle, it's Rock, but Louie, but Tampa, baby.
I think we bring it up.
Okay.
I think Side Splitters is always in there. That's the one club I never miss every year for 15 years. We did the bachelor party there.
You got that right, Fatty.
I mean, I say it all the time. I'm like, I kill harder in Tampa than any city ever.
So, good old BT, you know him, the tall cup of jizz that he is. He's got to be 6'12 if he's a foot.
I think he, 6'6 maybe. The best club owner there is.
Great guy. Worked his way up, kicked the old drunk toupee mofo out of there, and took the reins.
He sure did.
So, it's great. He built the green room. He's got a back patio. And the drinks are flowing. He put some food in that bitch.
Bosco sticks.
Yeah, there you go. But he goes, hey, between you, me, and the Cougars, what do you say you come down a night early and do a little pop-up? And I go, well, I got an agent, I got a manager, they'll sue me, they're Jews, they eat bagels. And he goes, well, we'll keep it, word of mouth. I go, okay, well, I don't know about that. I don't like to fly in a day early. He goes, well, the festival's going on, a bunch of your pals are here. You know, you got your Mike Cannons and your Jeff Dies and your other guy.
Rosebud Haynes. Somebody else that seemed fun.
So I go, that's pretty good. He goes, well, how about this for a little guarantee? And I go, I'll be there.
Right.
And we go down, me and Sean Murphy open. We went and did, but there's the thing about Side Splitters that they don't tell you. It's at 11 o'clock. No, it's a 10:30 show. That puppy started at 12:15.
What?
Well, there's three shows ahead of me because it's a fest, so it's like an all-day thing.
So what's it, Saturday night?
Thursday.
Oh, because the fest is why the show's
going. Yeah, so there's a 2 o'clock, there's a movie thing, there's a crowd work show, a powwow, donuts, all kinds of stuff. So then I get pushed back. So, damn. I mean, it was a rowdy, drunk, late night crowd, but we had a good time. Jeff Dye opened, and then Murphy middled, and we just green roomed it up. Forrest Shaw's there, Dave Williamson is there, Matt Broussard, the whole gang.
Wow.
It was a who's who of who's not, and... So then the next day, the Bucks hit me up.
Tampa Bay Bucks. I remember hearing about this.
Yes. And they go, you want to see the stadium? And I go, of course. I'm going to send you the photos there, C-note, because you get there, and it's just like, you know, that wide-open stadium, beautiful. Jumbotron. Soup to nuts.
Wow.
It's like a
Make-A-Wish.
They put
it on the Tron?
They put it on the Tron. I'll show you the photo.
Oh, my God.
And then they go, how about this, fag? And they throw me a jersey. Norman on the back.
Wow, a Bucks jersey.
A Bucks jersey. I'm a liberal Buck.
Oh, wow.
So me and Murphy walked around like a couple of tards, and then Rosebud showed up with the baby, and Andy was there. We went up on the pirate ship. They got cannons, Mike Cannon. Great time.
Oh, my God. Got to love a pirate ship.
Love those Bucks. So then we do 2 at the Tampa Theater.
And they won.
And they won with the Beat the Eagles. We do 2 at the Tampa Theater that night. Both show, one of those, like, magical nights. Everything's cooking. I did some Stephen Hawking stuff, and you do the Florida chunk up top where you trash them and make fun of them and praise them at the same time.
They love that.
They love it. And then I go, after I finish, throw me the jersey, and I go, and go Bucks! I hold up the jersey. When I say this was an OV, it was like January 6th in there. Ah! Some guy with an elk hat on stormed the stage. We had a fucking hoot and a hanny.
Oh, my God. Now, was this before or after the game?
This is before. The game was on a Monday. This is a Friday.
Oh, that's right. They played Monday night.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like there's still some hope in the air. I mean, they did win. But,
right.
You know, when you give them their own jersey and then, like, I love Tampa. I did my bachelor party here. I love it. I've been coming to Side Splitters for 28 years, the whole thing. Hulk Hogan, Carol Baskin, the whole WWE, Scientology, you know, Burt Kreischer, whatever. We had a great time.
Wow. Tampa's great. Tampa rules. I love Tampa. The strip clubs.
Love
the
titty
bars, the old ladies.
St. Pete, Clearwater.
The mosquito nets, the beaches.
Yes, Mars Venus, 2001.
The highway, the impossible left turns across all the traffic,
yeah.
The coarse grass, all that stuff.
Well, they love us. It was a lot of It's All Pipes, and My Father's Gay, and the whole nine. And then we had to drive to Jacksonville the next day, which is a little
anticlimactic.
Thank you.
Jacksonville, not a comedy town.
Not really.
I've never worked in Jacksonville one time my whole life ever. And I don't even get people being like, you got to come to Jacksonville. Maybe 3 people ever.
They have a club, but.
What is it, a Funny Tits?
No, it's a comedy zone.
Comedy Zone.
Yeah.
Right. But isn't the zone used to be one of those ones you work 12 or you work 0?
Kind of, yeah. It's like kids. But, I don't know. It's not really a comedy town. You're right. It's North Florida, which is a different world up there. You know,
yes.
It's a little more hillbilly, a little more country, and a little more ghetto. It's like hillbilly half, ghetto half.
Yeah, see, Derek, my friend Derek, is in the merchant marine business, and that's like a big port town in his work, and they want him to come to Jacksonville all the time. And it was years ago, he was like, I might have to go to Jacksonville. But I was like, but then you're going to have, and with all due respect to everybody from Jacksonville, but I was like, then you're going to have Jacksonville kids. You're going to have a shirtless kid with shark teeth around his neck.
Right,
and
right.
He's gonna
and
drink,
a jag tattoo.
Know, Bud Heavy out of a can.
And maybe a monster in his truck.
Plus, by the way, the Jaguars. Worst sports team ever. Worst name, logo, colors, the Jaguars.
At
it's
least
like teal.
Go funny and go cougar, because it's Florida, the fake tits, the bad tan lady, cougar.
They should be the Panhandle Cougars.
Now
that's
we're cooking.
That's a football name.
Okay, so, and I don't want to shit on too much. We had a good show that was great.
No, it's great. I love Jacksonville. One of the best cities.
But it's a pretty city. Like, I stayed in the Doubletree right downtown. You got the river running through with the bridges. They're all illuminated and the skyscrapers and the whole thing. But, yeah, it doesn't have that kind of sleepy Florida vibe. It's not as tropical and beachy as Tampa.
Yeah, you just don't hear about it much in relation to comedy. There's, like, Orlando, there's a
room. Yeah, Miami even.
Miami's like one of the worst comedy towns.
Sure.
I think that's what makes Tampa so great.
Aha.
It's because, like, Orlando is an awful city. Miami is a great town, but not a great comedy town.
No, no, no. It's a booming metropolis. I mean, it's like one of the gems of America, Miami, I'd say. But it, yeah, it's not for comedy. It's too sexy, it's too cokey, and it's too ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Yeah, I think nobody really sells well there or as well.
Yeah.
It's like if you sell well in Miami, you're blowing the roof off the place everywhere else.
Yes, exactly.
It's because I think, yeah, like you said, they're at
Exactly. They got maracas and fake asses.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, Tampa is the best town in Florida and
hands down
top five comedy city. Easy.
Easy, baby. I completely agree. And one of those weekends, though, that, you know, okay, you land in Tampa, you rent a car, you do the show secretly without telling your agent and talk about it on a podcast. Then you go to bed, you wake up, you do two at the theater, you go to bed, you get in your car, you drive to Jacksonville, you do that show, you go to bed, you return the rental car, you get on a plane, you go home. Without a hitch, when you got that perfect sequence of events and it all clicks, you gotta be grateful for that.
No hitch. That's why I want to live my life. Never seeing the film Hitch.
Yes, yes. I didn't mind it.
Lilo and Hitch.
Kevin James is all right in it. But yeah,
oh, that's him and Will Smith, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hitches get snitches.
But that's great. I love Tampa. I think I'm back there sometime.
Well,
I'm so bad with my calendar.
BT's ready for you, and he's just a level-headed guy. We got, you know, we're doing the check in the green room, and I'm like, who's good, who sucks, how do you doing? And he does that, oh, buddy, and he just unloads on you. It's so fun to get the private jizz.
That was the best impression you've ever done of anybody.
Was that right?
That was really good. Yeah, well, nobody knows BT, but that was really nailed it.
I got Donald Duck and BT, and that's it.
Let me hit a duck. Oh, that's good.
All right.
Roger Rabbit. You do Roger Rabbit.
Please.
That's not bad.
All right, I got three. We got three. Two are cartoons.
It's no Chewbacca.
Oh, that wasn't your best performance. Oh, man, I think he's got laryngi.
What? Something like that.
I think it's a little deeper. Yeah, all right, we're getting there. Now you just sound like a porn star. Gurgling. All right, well, we're getting there.
You know, my best impression ever is Mr. Orange in Reservoir Dogs.
Mm.
Fuck you! Fuck you! I'm fucking dying here! I'm fucking dying!
We could do a fucking two-man. You're going to be okay. Say the goddamn words.
Not bad.
All right, all right.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I like it. I like it. But don't forget the spaceship. That might be number one. Yeah. Was that a firework?
By the way, speaking of which, I saw a bald eagle in Tacoma.
Oh, wow. Got to get that propitia.
I tried to call
it. Oh, yeah.
I saw on one hike, we saw an owl. I put the photos on Insta, like a crazy owl, like eye contact.
Owl. Oh, yeah. They swivel. The head swivel. The
My
neck.
God, do they swivel. They swivel like me on the subway. Just
yeah, head on a swivel.
I saw a big owl and a bald eagle. I'm moving out there. I'm telling you, it's God's country. I'm walking around going, I can live in Queens or here.
Wow, you saw Ari?
Bald eagle coming right through. That's a great Rickles joke. You're either an eagle or a Jew.
Is that his? I didn't know that.
Well, he just said, are you a Jew or an eagle?
Right.
Which is classic. But yeah, I've seen a bald eagle before years ago, also up there in West Seattle in Lincoln Park. Not the shitty band. But it was up on the top of the tree, the shitty Beatles. And it was eating a fish, and the fish thing was going like this. So I've seen a bald eagle eating a fish, but this time I saw it in flight, Jerry.
Wow, easy, Heil.
Flew right in, and I have a camera that like a little point and shoot that zooms in, and I left it at the house, and it's like one of these like.
I could have just
smacked him right in the face.
It's like your camera gets a boner.
Exactly, and but I forgot it, which sucked, and I brought it the next day. No eagle. But then we saw an owl and seals everywhere. Seals up the ass.
Yeah, good singer.
And you're hoping to see orcas, but what are you going to do? But Mount Rainier out there.
Seal of approval.
The seals, the Rainier, the eagles, the owls, a bunch of great teams. And Tacoma Comedy Club just all sold out.
Pipes.
Thanks to everybody that came out. My God, what a great club! That downtown's a little frightening, but
yeah, a little methy out there. You get the freaky whites.
Well, this is what's weird about downtown Tacoma or downtown Seattle, San Francisco, those West Coasty towns. where you walk through a parking lot and there's smashed glass literally in every single parking spot. So then you park your car, and you're a comedian, you're the last one out. You got to wait around and get paid.
Yeah.
I also sold shirts, so I got about $3,000 in cash in my pocket.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I got a wife in, like, high-heeled boots, and I'm walking out. I'm like, we're going to die. I'm going to have to, like, get killed or hand someone all my money. Because the thing is, all those smashed glass, those are people that are smashing windows to steal stuff.
Yes.
They're existing somewhere.
I know.
They're
around.
Walking around.
Yeah, and they could be watching you with a periscope right there, Fatty.
Exactly. So it's a little unsettling, and then you see your car. It's 300 miles down the road, and you're like, here we go. And it's just all empty parking lots.
You start to understand the gun thing. You're like, well, I kind of get it now. I'm not a gun guy, but or how about the guy you knew growing up who was like, I got a blackjack. It's some weird thing that extended. Remember that thing?
I don't know blackjack.
That's what they think they call it, a blackjack, like a wand or a knickerbocker. It was something.
Bleep that.
Easy. Sorry. That's a name. It's like a pop and lock. I don't know. Smash and grab.
I got friends that have weapons and family members certainly that have weapons, but you get it. The gun thing is interesting because you're like, Sam Harris made this point. That made guns make sense to me. Like, without guns, the biggest guy wins.
Of course, yeah.
Like, it is like guns are an equalizer in some way. Like
some way, yeah.
If there was no guns,
unless you don't have a gun,
Luis Gomez would just be the president. He would just be smashing everyone's heads. Like, he would just have to do whatever Luis wanted.
Well, then he'd have to fight Dante Nero, and then now that we have a new king or whatever the hell.
Right. I mean, it does make sense because you're like, otherwise people could just be like, no. You're emceeing, or I'll pound your head in the pavement.
Bonk.
You got to be able to shoot Lewis.
Yeah, the president would be Dante Culpepper or whoever. But yeah, no, it's true. I mean, what is it? Might is right, or whatever the hell that old thing was.
I don't know that.
I don't know
nice
it either.
Man, I know.
Mighty Mouse. But either way, it's true. But that's the thing about Tacoma is Seattle, you know, two Washington cities. Seattle's got a little crunch. It's got some fentanyl, some heroin, some voodoo donuts, some hippy dippy. Then you go to Tacoma, and it's blue collar, it's working man, it's all that shit. So it's a lot different.
There's some hippy dippies there, too. But I always, whenever I went to Tacoma, I worked the club. So I stayed at the Hotel Marengo, whatever it's called. And you'd go, all right, let me go walk around. Because at that time, Derek and his family, they lived in West Seattle, which was 45 minutes away. So I would just be on my own in Tacoma for a weekend. You walk around, you're like, this is the worst place I've ever been.
Yeah.
But now I know the city.
Right.
It's spectacular.
Is it the one with the hills that you got to walk up?
It's all hills.
Yeah.
It's the Tacoma Dome.
Yes.
And
big venue, by the way. That's like a hot venue, apparently.
Tacoma Dome?
Yeah.
It's a shithole. But
oh, really?
It's fun.
I mean, just like the lineups. I'm like, well, Pearl Jam and Van Halen and me.
Yeah, I guess so. But Tacoma's pretty. Point Defiance. Next time you're there, go to Point Defiance. One of the great parks in America. And I know all the hot spots now.
Okay.
And then we were there. And there's a second club. They opened a smaller club on 6th Avenue, which is a cool spot.
Really?
And Erica Rhodes was there. So I hit up Erica and said, hey, let's go have lunch. So me and Luke Moniz and Sarah and the baby and Erica all had a nice lunch. I love comics.
It's good to come together.
Bumping into the comics on the road, and you have a nice diner hang, which I always say, when I die, the thing I'll miss most is sitting in a diner with a bunch of comics.
That's what it's all about. Isn't it crazy we live? I don't know how we're doing on time there, choo-choo.
53.
Okay. Isn't it crazy? Comedy is so great for America because we live on a landmass that has multiple cities that you can fly to. We all speak the same language. And they all need comedy. There's clubs everywhere. And they can just go fly there and go home.
Yeah,
it's
we really...
such a great system.
Worked out a pretty good life here.
We really did. I mean, can you do that in Frankfurt? I don't think you can.
I think you go to other European countries, I guess.
You got to go to
German
you
got to
cross borders now. That's a whole kit and caboodle.
Border crossing.
Yes.
Migrants, caravan. And the caravan is on its way.
I love that song.
I think that was pretty good for a second there.
Not bad. This is the impression episode. Ooh, Monet.
Luke Monet.
Monet.
But yeah, Tacoma rules. I'm moving there. I'll fly back for the pod. It's
there you
beautiful.
Go. Not inconvenient at all.
Well, I'll keep my diamond status.
Hey, you got that right. Mine goes away in February.
Yikes.
Bummer.
By the way, how about this guy? We flew yesterday, and I'm trying to be, you know, less interactive with the people, trying to be less Karen-y, but boy, I really wanted to snap. How about this guy? We're lining up. And how about this, by the way? The system right when I had a baby. My whole life, I've been flying. I've worked my way up to diamond. So a lot of times I get first class now because I'm diamond. So I get upgraded. Even when you have first class, they go, anyone needing extra time with young families, babies.
Seen it my whole life. First.
Then it's military.
Yep.
Then first class. Burr has a great bit about it.
There's some old people in there as well, I think.
Yeah, whoever needs extra
disability.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still third. Now I finally decide to come around and have a baby when I'm 49 years old. Probably too late. I'll die when he's six. But I'll get on that plane first. Well, Delta goes ahead and changes their policy.
What?
I swear to God.
Let's
now
hear
it goes first class, then families.
Whoa.
So, and it's frustrating because I'm first class anyways
sure.
with the family. But you got to deal with all the people piling on, and you do need extra time because when you get to the bottom, you got to take the baby out of the stroller, take the stroller off, take the carriage, pink tag it, and then and get them all scooped up. So then everyone's passing you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like this. I'm like tripping people trying to keep my
spot.
Oh,
wow.
So right when I had the baby, they switched the baby priority. I got
fucked. I can't believe they flopped that because kids was always, you know, that's a priority.
It's the only reason I had a kid.
There you go.
But so how about this guy? So we're all waiting and the flight was delayed like 3 hours. And I have a theory when the longer a flight is delayed, the more people gather around when it's time to board.
Of course. Yeah. It's a subconscious thing where you're like, I'm getting on this fucker.
Yes. So everyone's doing that and everyone's already gathered. And then this guy, they haven't even started boarding yet. Big, handsome, white, looked like Andy Haynes if he was like even hotter.
And had nutrition.
And stronger. Yeah.
All right.
So he's very handsome boy, both of them. This guy cuts right in front of everyone and wriggles his way all the way in the little aisle they make. You know, like when they put the two ropes, like this is where we're going to board.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just goes to the front of it, even though he haven't even started boarding. There's like three wheelchairs in front of him. He's just like, I'm going to be the first one after
wow.
the wheelchairs. So then he's there, and then they go, okay, old ladies, then military. The military people have to walk around him because he's
wow.
just standing there, blocking the way, which is whatever.
See, we all have that thought of like, I'd like to be the first one, but you got to hide it a little. You can't be that obvious.
Exactly. Pow's donuts. So he goes, he's the first one on. He's sitting right in front of me.
Got the cook pal.
Now I just kind of hate the guy a little bit.
Take.
But whatever, he's fine. Then the end of the flight, he never moves his seat up. He's got the seat back like this. Which is fine, but when you land, you're supposed to put it up.
Yeah, I know the rules.
So whatever, he doesn't do it. So now Sarah's got she's got the window seat. She's got the baby. She has to walk out. I have to move his seat up for him.
Oh, boy.
Because he just left it back there. Then he does this move.
This is a first-time flyer? What the hell?
He pulls his coat out. This sounds crazy. It sounds like I'm making this up. You know when you're all packed in there, like the seatbelt thing is off, but the door hasn't opened yet.
I know, yeah. Bong!
So everyone's stuck like this in the aisle. He puts his coat on like this, like the...
Oh, my Lord.
Like the cable guy in the bathroom where he flips the coat on. He literally whips three people in the face like this.
Jesus.
Throws his coat on like that. And I'm like, this guy's a psycho. It was a young Asian lady with a mask next to me. And she looked and she was like that. We shared like a, what a fucking piece of shit.
Sure.
And I did like an overly LOL. I'm like, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that move, which was fun. A little passive aggressive. We get off. I'm like, Sarah, did you see that? She didn't see it. She had the baby. I'm like, he took his coat off. What a piece of shit. We agree. He's a piece of shit.
Wait, what is he, James Brown with the whip?
So a half hour later, we go. We got to check our bags. It's a nightmare traveling now. You get all your stuff. We go out to where you get the lifts. Who do we see? This guy looking at his phone in the doorway. Like, he's in the exit.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's full up like this, like just postured up. In the exit, I'm like, you're blocking another exit.
No awareness.
None, Jerry.
Stinks. Well, this is the difference between me and this guy. I don't know who this is. I'm picturing the Gronk. I don't know why.
He's Gronky.
Okay. I'm a little groggy myself.
Gronky talk woman.
So I go to, I'm 1K on United, which is as high as you can get. You know, 1K, better than three. So I go, they go, baby. Military, first class, or no, 1K and first class are even. Mm. Even though I'm not in first class, I'm still 1K.
Oh, okay.
It just means like you're the top shit status, but you're
like
still
diamond.
In the back. I guess it's like diamond, but it doesn't mean you're going to get first class. So the guy goes, pre-boarding, kids, military. And I'm like, all right, 1K's coming. And he goes, blah, 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 some other stuff, you know. And then I go, boop. And he goes, what are you? And I go, I'm 1K. And he goes, I haven't called that yet. And I go, oh, geez, all right. And then you got to walk back, and you're so ashamed because everyone knows that you were trying to scoot up.
Yep.
So I go, oops, sorry, I thought you said 1K. I'm making sure everybody sees it. And then he waits, and he stares at me, and he goes, 1K. And I go up, and I go, boop. And I go, that was really good how you waited 7 seconds. And then he let me on, but that was about it.
I've seen that. I hate that. I know the move, and it's all a nightmare.
It's
and
a power move.
With the baby, it's a whole extra bag of hammers. Yeah. He starts squiggling and crying, and you're like, God!
Oh, I can't imagine the anxiety that must be. Is he screaming? Because now you're the guy. You're the guy going, oh, yeah, that's my miscarriage. It was an accident.
Well, and some people, my friend Eric is like, you got to just not give a shit. Fuck them. It doesn't matter. You're just, it's a baby. He's crying. He doesn't know any better. Anyone that's mad at a baby is a piece of shit. But I've been mad at babies my whole life.
Same. Abortion.
Matt Wayne brought up a great point, though. He's like, I don't even notice babies anymore. I have noise-canceling headphones. He's like, I haven't been upset about a baby on a plane in years. Because you do have noise-canceling. You just turn the volume up. It's not that big of a deal.
That's the move.
But I'm the opposite. The baby's crying. I'm like shoving bottles in his mouth.
Of course.
Putting my thumb in his ass. I'm duct taping his face. I'm like, just shut up. I can't have anyone upset with me.
Remember that Louis bit? Oh, sorry.
No.
He rings the kid's neck because he's got a crying baby, and they're like, what the fuck, man? What are you going to do about it? He's like, oh, yeah, sorry. And he like snuffs the baby out in the bit.
I don't remember that. The one I remember is, you know why babies cry on airplanes? They're mad that gays are getting married.
Come on. That's gold.
All right. We got to wrap this thing up.
You got that right,
Fatty. Let me look at my dates.
What do you got?
I'm bad at plugging the dates.
Well, this is the 29th of Jan, folks.
Is that right?
We're almost out of this month. Yep. February is coming. My mom's birthday. Black History. The other guy, Mardi Gras.
Okay. So, well, I'm in Traverse City tomorrow.
Quit bragging.
Is this called the 30th? Is that what this comes out?
The 29th.
Oh, okay. Monday comes out Monday. Monday with stories. Traverse City, Wednesday night in Michigan. And then Comedy Mothership, which I think is sold out, February 8th through the 10th. And then Springfield, Missouri, February 22nd through the 24th. We got Good Nights in Raleigh, March 14th through the 16th. Pittsburgh Improv, the 28th through the 30th. Oh, don't forget March 5th, Tuesdays with Stories at the Gramercy.
Ooh, baby doll.
Burlington, Vermont, April 12th. That's my mom's birthday.
There you go.
Buffalo, I'm coming back, April 15th through the 27th. And Indianapolis, May 9th to the 11th. St. Louis Funny Bone, May 16th to the 18th. Of course, the big one, the big daddy, the granddaddy, May 2nd, Regent Theater in Los Angeles. Sunny, Skid Row. Be there for that. And check out all this stuff. Check out my YouTube. I'm putting a ton of videos up there, Instagram, all the shit. Punch Up Live.
He's killing it, Danny.
.com. Danny Frankel, our main squeeze, our main guy.
Hey, this
He's
weekend.
Doing it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
This weekend I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, then Charlotte, North Carolina. Take your shirt off. Wave it around like a helicopter. San Antonio, Houston, going back to Tejas. Then we're in Boise, Idaho, Salt Lake City, with the Andy Haynes opening, actually.
Oh, I love the Haynes.
Yeah, Atlanta, Hotlanta, and Raleigh coming to you, Paramount and Austin, Texas as well. So that's all of February. Then we got Tucson and Phoenix. So marknormancomedy.com, also on Punch Up. Go get some Bodega Cat. Get on the fucking Patreon. It's cooking. It's blazing. It's rocking. It's rolling.
Yes.
All kinds of good content and more to come. Mordecai.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We got big stuff coming very soon on the Patreon that is going to blow your tits off. Us live doing crazy shit.
You got that right, Fatty. We'll see you in hell, folks.
Chuckles.
Sorry.
Check out my podcast, Fun Bearable. We'll be doing a live show at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, and it'll be me, Ray Harrington, Brad Rohr, and our buddy Doug Key.
Hey, the Keymaster.
And I'm sure another comic to be added, but it's called the Winter Funderland Show. Go to funbearablepod.com. That's going to be on Sunday, February 25th. So check out funbearablepod.com for tickets and come out to the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, and Carmen Lynch on YouTube is great. Doug Key on YouTube is great. Their specials. Sam Talent put out a special. Dusty Slay put out a special.
My God, there's a lot of specials. Get on it.
Get on it, folks. It's all happening.
Bye.